Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The House of Rohl journeys far and wide to bring you exceptional quality kitchen and bath fixtures. We've discovered the world's best craftsmen and techniques. Using materials native to the region and tools accustomed to individual craftsmen, we strive for perfection every step of the way. With all of this, you'll see the details of your own story. The story of a life well crafted. This is the story craft tells. Welcome to the House of Rohl.
How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. Congrats on the win over the Giants last Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Thought you almost had another touchdown, another blocked kick. I saw you looking up with your hands up. I'm like, oh man, get it! He's gonna get it. But no, it was Chase Thor Winovich, and that was another great play, man. Great special teams play there.
Oh, thank you. I mean, those plays have been huge for us the last few weeks, and anytime you can make a play like that and score points, it really helps the team when it comes to the outcome of the game. So hopefully we can keep that up.
Yeah. Were you surprised, or did you know that was – I didn't know that was a rule. Like, he got fined $7,000 for throwing the ball into the stands?
Yes, that's one of those rules that we don't really talk about a ton. But, you know, I think if a guy's excited and he throws the ball into the stands, I don't know. What do you think? Should he be fined? I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, he's showing his appreciation to the fans. And secondly, you know, you don't have to say anything about this, but I don't think the NFL is short on cash. You know, I mean, they could spare a ball or two here and there. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I do appreciate, though, that you see it as him showing appreciation to the fans. I've always looked at it that way myself. You know, get take home a souvenir there.
Yeah. So, yeah. A touchdown ball.
Really excited to see Chase be able to make a play and really help our team when it came to the outcome of the game.
Well, you got Jets next Monday. They're coming off a big win against Dallas. Sam Darnold's back over the mono, apparently. You have any concerns with Darnold back in the game?
I mean, this is going to be a totally different football team than the one we saw a couple of weeks ago. Definitely expect them to be at their best, coming off a huge win. Certainly know that they haven't mailed it in on the season. There's a lot of football left, so it's going to be a tough game down there.
Are you guys going to be wearing surgical masks just in case? I know there's, you know, a lot of sweat, a lot of saliva flying around.
I don't know. I didn't even give that any thought. I don't think anyone's going to have a surgical mask on.
Just worried about you guys. Don't want anybody getting mono down there. Right. Now, there's a lot of reports today that the Patriots are going to re-sign Ben Watson. I've heard nothing official yet. Do you have any insight on that?
You know, I haven't heard anything official either, but I'll say this, that Benjamin Watson is one of my all-time favorite people inside or outside of football. I think the type of man that he is and everything that he stands for is something that's inspired me since I came into this league. So as a teammate, as a friend, I would love for that to be the case, and hopefully we'll find that out soon.
Were you surprised at his release?
You know, in the National Football League, a lot of things happen. And the one thing I've learned is to expect it. The unexpected, expect anything. And I think you just try to keep your head down as best you can and do your job, and that's all you can do.
Also, there was talk of N'Keal Harry getting back to practice this week. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, look, I know that his clock is starts this week. He's available to practice, so I'm not sure what coach has planned. But we're always excited when everyone who's able to practice is out there practicing. And hopefully, that's the case with him. And you know, he's a young player that a lot of people are excited about. So, we'll all see how it goes.
Now, before I let you go, I got to talk to you about Jamie Collins and Dont'a Hightower naming the linebacker core the Boogeymen, which I think, you know, that's a cool name. I get it. But isn't there some unwritten rule that says you can't give yourself a nickname?
I think there is an unwritten rule.
Yeah, right?
That says that, right?
Yeah, you can't.
I didn't even think about that. I was wondering about the origins of the nickname.
Yeah.
Now that I know that, I'm going to have a word with Mr. Hightower tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, as a veteran, you should speak to those guys. And you know, you just say, hey, did the Steel Curtain name themselves? No.
Oh, man.
You know, did Gangrene name themselves? No. No.
You're right.
Yeah.
Valid points.
I don't want any, you know, I worry about a jinx of some kind. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, those guys are, you know, those guys are a lot of fun to be around, and I'm sure they were having fun with it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, hopefully, if they keep playing the way they've been playing, I have no problems with it at all.
Hey, they can call themselves anything they want to if they keep playing the way they're playing, far as I'm concerned. All right. Well, Matthew Slater, thank you very much for taking the time today. Good luck with the Jets next Monday.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.